important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Well, 1 week has gone by. We enter another week as we get a little closer to hopefully some normality. But normality, that the way we knew it, is going to be changed a little bit, I think. So,
new normal.
It's a new normal, and this show is certainly unnormal. So, welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with my podsy, Danny Spivey. Danny, man, it's been kind of weird. And I mean, I don't want to say weird, but it's been different.
It has been different. And, you know, we were all practicing some guidelines that, you know, the president and all the health officials, the CDC, the WHO. We've been doing that. Of course, Governor Ivey released a statement about stay at home.
Right.
Stay at home.
Yes.
For certain things. Now, thank goodness right now it seems like golf is one of those activities. Bless everybody's heart to be able to go out and enjoy. Of course, a few more stringent rules. We'll talk about that a little bit. And some common sense. People haven't been on the golf course for a long time. We'll talk about and give you some tips on how to conduct yourself
out there. We're going to help you through that, okay? Yeah. This is going to be golf for the dummy. What is it, dummy? Was it golf for dummies?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to have today, all right? And not calling you a dummy,
no.
But I'm just saying we're going to break it down for you. Let me welcome in the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, Mr. Rob Bradley. We call him the Raging Cajun. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, guys, great to see you, and thank you so much for having me on. Yes, weird, different, new normal. All the above, all these various terms are applicable because this is uncharted territory, guys. And I want to applaud the governor for allowing golf courses to stay open. From my perspective, I have a unique perspective, and that is that when you stand in a golf shop, you see the community. And you really do. You get to see all the community, and they all come in through your doors. And I got to tell you, the first responders, the nurses, police, I've had a lot of military have come in and said thank you, and we're so glad that you're open. We need it for our mental health to get out here in the sun and to have some type of physical activity.
And you certainly need to keep them in your prayers. There's no doubt about that, for sure. Hey, another guy that's always in our prayers, Mr. Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt, how you doing, my man?
Morning, guys. Morning. Good to be here. Good to be relaxing out here at beautiful Timber Creek and another great weather day. And I tell you what, I went out and played golf yesterday, and I've never seen so many people out doing yard work at the same time.
Yes.
Well,
while they were golfing, or
you probably, yeah. 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 There was some raking of leaves, I think, at some point. Maybe not with a rake, but yeah, everybody's outside enjoying the weather, and like Rob said, makes golf a great thing to have right now. Yeah.
Well, it really does. I'm going to tell you, I was coming from Mobile yesterday, coming across the causeway. And Danny, I know you went out and did a little fishing this morning.
Uh-huh.
I have never, as long as I've been living here,
yes,
I've never seen so many trucks and trailers and people just out on the causeway fishing. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you're not playing golf, you're probably fishing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the fish are biting. Ain't they, Danny?
They are indeed. And it's one of those things. There's a weird on it. You talked about the weird and the new, normalcy and everything and the dynamic. And the other day I was sitting there, over where I live in Steelwood, and I was just kind of by myself. There was nobody walking around the neighborhood. There was nothing, and I was on my bike, you know, like I like to do. And I got this weird feeling. I was like, this is kind of like the beginning of every zombie apocalypse movie.
Yes.
You know, that 6 months down the line, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, it is. It's a strange vibe, and I think people are not used to it at all yet. I said, we're kind of in the early stages, and basically till April 30th, we don't have a choice.
Wait and see.
Well, let's wait and see.
Well, let's, a couple things we're going to talk about. We're obviously going to talk about Golf for Dummies. We're going to talk about the president who has met with some of the commissioners of sporting events, like the NFL, the PGA Tour with Jay Monahan, and NBA. Kind of getting some thoughts about, guys, at some point we got to get back to some sporting activities, because I'm telling you, now that the president, although he lives in the White House, he's now a resident of Florida, and he understands SEC football is pretty big. You want to see some people go crazy. Let's say you're not going to have SEC football.
I think that's a great point. And you just look throughout history. I mean, remember the Cinderella Man, the boxing, where he took on Max Smelling? And that was a focal point for a lot of people during the Depression. It lifted their spirits, and it gave them a healthy distraction. You look at the New York Yankees in the World Series that they won, where that just rallied the whole community of New York to raise above. And then many other people became New York Yankee fans as a result of that. But various baseball teams, football teams, we had it throughout our history. And that is when the country's been down. Kate Smith, she was the God Bless America. She was the lady that really sung that very prominently. And that was
thought she was the one on Charlie's Angels. My bad.
Yeah, she was pretty, wasn't she? And but Kate Smith, her rendition of God Bless America.
Kate Jackson, that was her name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. And during World War II.
Yeah.
And that was really something that uplifted all the people during that time. So, hey. That's what sports is about.
Well, we're going to talk about that. But in the next hour, we're going to be talking with NFL Hall of Famer, a friend of ours, Marcus Allen, is scheduled to be on with us. And it's going to be, we're going to talk about golf. This guy's a golf fanatic, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll talk with him. But one of the topics that we're going to have, and we're probably going to do this in the next, maybe in the next segment, we might wait till the bottom of the hour, is what you've been watching on Netflix.
Okay.
What you've been watching on Netflix. All right, because I can tell
Tiger King.
Tiger King has been just has everybody's watching Tiger King.
I got a drinking game for you. We tried last night.
Yeah, how'd it work out?
Oh my God! Way too many beers.
We're going to talk about what you've been watching. What you've watched. I've watched quite a few on Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you've got that or not, but there's a couple of good ones. We'll talk about those. By the way, you can it's a free-for-all. If you'd like to jump in on the show, you can certainly call in at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Tell us what you've seen. You know, maybe there's something out there that we're not quite familiar with. All right, but we're going to talk about that coming up. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And, guys, right now, you know what we'd be doing if everything was normal. What would it be, Matt?
I'd be right there on the deck at Boudreaux's having a great time right now.
Yes.
We got the Masters. Normal.
The Masters.
Sorry. Yeah. I flashed back to work. The Masters. Last year, a year ago, what was happening today.
Yeah.
You know, I said it earlier, Molinari hitting a pine cone, going on the water. Tiger taking it all the way home.
Taking it.
It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Amazing.
When you stop and really think about that. The Masters. It's supposed to be going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Well, and we may get a little, the rumors are out, we may be getting a little glimpse of Tiger and one Phil Mickelson and a couple other high-profile
I heard about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that for sure. But we want you to jump in, and we say it. You know, we're not caller-driven, but we're certainly caller-friendly. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. And you can also text us on that same number right there. But a lot to get into today. I know we talk golf first, but there's not a lot of sports going on. We are sportsless. Mm-hmm. But we can still talk about it, can't we?
Sure.
We talk about some food, too. Well, Danny, you and I have been having a war on Facebook on who's
We've posted stuff back and forth. Boom's been out of control. She has stepped the game up. The gauntlet has been thrown down. But, you know, in last week we talked about the NCAA was going to get together. The council, 41-person council, was going to get together, talk about these college seniors and extra year of eligibility possibly for spring sports and spring athletes. They came to a conclusion. We'll talk about that and break that down a little. That's big news.
It really is.
That's monumental.
Because I am very interested to see what your opinion is on it, okay? And, Danny, certainly you played golf at Alabama for 4 years, what your thought on that is. I know I played a little baseball, but – certainly not at that level.
We didn't have any coronavirus back then, but I actually got 2 extra years I stayed in college just because it was so fun.
Did you fail 1 year of college?
Yeah, I just took one year was a little fun.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, more Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I'm your host, Randy Bergen, along with my podsy, Danny Spivey, owner and general manager of Timber Creek, Rob Bradley hanging out with us, and one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. I'm telling you, the best Cajun food along the Gulf Coast, our good friend, The Voice, Matt Brandt. And glad to have you on board here with us today, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. By the way, phone lines are open at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106, and we're going to talk about golf for dummies in a few moments, and I say that kind of in a joking way,
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, it really is, and I want to get into the senior issue in college. I want to talk about that in this segment as well. But let's just take just a moment and talk about, for all of you folks, and we're glad to have you back out on the golf course. If you haven't played in a while, welcome back. Okay, if you've never played, let's help you out with a couple of things, okay? Because I know, Danny, you played yesterday. Matt, you played yesterday. I played yesterday. And there are some things happening on the golf course that we just can't have. Okay? We just can't have some of these things. And right now, guys and gals, listen. I don't care where you're playing, what golf course you're playing. Do not, I'll repeat it, do not touch the flagstick, okay?
Don't do it.
Yes.
Don't you do it.
All
right. Rob, elaborate on that a little bit.
No, Randy, and it's good to have some fun with it, but it's a serious point, and that is that one of the things that we're concerned about is that the things that we all have a tendency to touch, that if somebody did have the virus, that it would be transmitted to the population. And the flagstick has the opportunity to be touched by, 100 to 150 people a day. And so this is one of the possible areas where a virus could grow and be transmitted to other people. Now, in the game of golf, it is critical to have a flag because that is the target. When you're 150 yards out or 200 yards out, you need something to aim at. So you hope that you're able to keep the flags in the holes and people will be responsible enough not to touch the flag. Now, we've gone to great lengths to give them the opportunity to where they don't have to touch the flag. And there's various ways to go about it, but the one we chose is that we cut a PVC pipe, so where we put an inset in the hole where the flag is set, and when the ball rolls in, the ball stays above or in between the, doesn't even touch the flag, okay, and the hole. It literally, you can pluck it out with 2 fingers and not have to come in contact.
You don't have to go to the bottom of
the flag,
of the cup.
To the hole.
Okay. To get it. Right.
So it is touchless golf. It is literally touchless golf, and that's the term that we want to really educate the golf community and the newcomers to the game or the ones that are coming back to the game. The game is now a touchless game. Do not touch things. We've removed water coolers. We've removed rakes. The golf cart itself is being sterilized from top to bottom, but extra care is going to the areas that are commonly touched, like steering wheels, the reverse and the forward buzzer, the dashboard, the drink holder area. All these areas are literally being bleached and sterilized. So the other thing, too, is if you would, when you finish your round, stereotypically, one of the services that we would provide is that we would remove all the trash from the carts. We're asking each individual to be courteous enough to remove their own trash and throw it into the trash receptacle, because we also want to care about the kids, in most cases, that are cleaning the carts for their safety. This would be a great help. Also, when you're on the golf course, a little more patience. Okay, because a great deal of our marshal population is our seniors, and they are self-quarantined so that they can prevent the possibility of getting the virus. And a lot of the golf courses in our area and probably throughout the country do not have their regular marshals.
Right.
So please have etiquette.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe you don't know what etiquette is. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe there's folks out there that have not played or it's been a while, maybe don't understand etiquette. Now, one of the things, if you get behind a foursome and it's a little slow for you, one of the things you can't do is jump to another hole. Now, if you want to go past a foursome, you politely ask, can we move forward past you? In most cases, if you're a twosome, they're going to let that happen. All right. But because you're held up, you can't say, you know what? I think we're on hole two and I'm getting held up. I'm going to jump to hole eight. Okay. You can't do that. Yeah. All right. Tell me, Danny.
No, you're absolutely right. And you'll see people get, and this goes more towards the people who are getting back into golf, but also those who play a lot of golf. Patience. Okay, and for those who play a lot of golf that understand the rules and the etiquette and everything like that, be understanding. Have it in your head when you get on that golf course that there's going to be people out there. First of all, there's probably going to be a fairly amount of good amount of people, but also people that aren't used to playing golf very often, so they're not going to know it. So let's avoid the shouting matches and the hand gestures that we all like to do from time to time. So, but most important, if you're just getting back into golf and you're out there, what do we know about the contact of this virus? It's very simple. If you just follow these guidelines, and I was in the USGA's put them out, Rob, you've put them out, everybody's put them out. Anytime you touch anything on the golf course or touch your face, it's a bad thing. It's just that
right.
simple.
Right.
Yeah. So in an average golf course that has flag sticks in where we're used to doing this, if you have around 200, on an average of 200 rounds of golf a day, the flag stick on your golf course, Rob, are being touched 5,000 times.
Yeah.
Okay? So, A, don't touch the flag stick. Avoid paper contact. Have one person in your group keep score. All you need is one scorecard, right?
That's right.
If you want your own piece of paper, don't go around. If your buddy asks you, hey, can you bring my 8-iron over here? Say, sorry, buddy, can't do it. You know, I mean, you just got to kind of play like
That's
that right,
right
now.
Yeah.
You just have to play in a bubble, and you can still go out there and do it. It's just a big old bubble. You just got to keep your distance and everything and avoid cross contact with different things because it's everywhere.
Yeah, and let me mention also, for those of you that are not playing golf, a golf course is not a dog trail. It's not a it's not a hiking trail. Okay, you don't just you know what? Hey, Ethel, let's go take a little walk. And they got some really nice little trails here on this golf course. You don't do that.
And as you said earlier, there's a lot of guys out there playing golf now that haven't played golf in a while. That trail out there, otherwise known as the cart path, is a great place for balls to end up.
Right,
right where you're running.
Right.
So it's not safe to run out there and walk your dog on that cart path when these less than experienced folks, or even some of those experienced folks that tend to shank one from time to time.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'll tell you, Randy, I really appreciate you bringing that up as a golf course owner with 800 homes around his golf course. I know Rock Creek's dealing with it, Peninsula's dealing with it, Lake Forest is dealing with it. It's a time for the residents to be responsible. Last night I took my truck and I drove around the golf course. I had 20 people out there in various shape and forms. About 15 of them were playing golf for free. Okay, mm-hmm. And sneaking on the golf course. I had families joyriding in a private cart with knobby tires. Okay, tearing up the cart path and the fairways. I had people fishing. Okay.
Now let's leave
Danny
them,
out there.
Let's leave them alone again. I apologize. You didn't get my text.
Yep.
I've been known to hit a pond or two on a golf course.
Yes. The challenge right now, more than ever, is that the safety issue, and then also again etiquette, social etiquette. If you're going to play golf, pay. Go into your golf shop, pay the appropriate fee. That's a beautiful scene that you are afforded the luxury of having outside the backyard of your home. And it takes a lot of money to keep it up. And if people are sneaking on the golf course and not paying, it obviously it reduces the revenue to be able to keep it up. Another thing is that golf courses are allowing people to take one cart. Okay, this is really a sacrifice from the standpoint of the golf course itself. It's an added expense. It's labor intensive. The kids are having to wash twice amount of carts that they normally having to do. We're having to bring extra people in to do it. We're glad to do all these things because it's the responsible thing. But Matt alluded to it, and that is that guys and gals, the traffic pattern on our golf courses, we're really at a point we're coming out of winter into spring. The turf is not mature yet. And with all these golf carts driving everywhere, we're putting a lot of wear and tear and stress on the turf. Please be responsible. Use the cart path and literally doing the 90-degree rule and come straight back to the cart path. If not, I don't know how we're going to keep up with it.
Yeah. Guys, look, it's what we typically say, use common sense. Okay, use common sense. And if you're out there, if you're one of those that jumps out on the golf course and you've not paid, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not spending your money anywhere else right now. Yeah. You can't gamble. So you should have plenty of money in the bank account.
That's right.
Just go pay for the pay to play.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine going into Boudreaux's eating and walking out? It's just for some reason people think because golf's there, they can do that. Yeah. But they don't do it at any other business. And I know I'm ranting a little bit. I apologize for that. But the overall theme is that we all need to be patient and apply etiquette.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't know, when you check in and say, look, I'm new to golf, can I get your phone number so if I have a question, I can call you, all right? Real quick before we take another time out, Matt, talk a little bit about Boudreaux's. Now, we know that you've closed down temporarily, but you've been doing some things, man. Whenever you do reopen, it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. We spent the last couple of weeks really just taking everything apart, putting it back together again, putting a little sparkle on it. We repainted the lobby, the bar area. Tomorrow or Tuesday, I'm going out. We've taken everything off of the deck. We're going to degrease and power wash the deck and all the overhead, took the overhead fans off. We're going to look at putting some new ones on that help circulate the air more. So we're taking advantage of the time now to get things just even better than they were before.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the lobby looks great. We're excited to get that done and needed to do it, but kind of need a day closed. And I didn't mean this many days closed. but I'll take advantage of what I can.
All right, hey, we're going to take another time out. When we come back, are you ready? You ready, Danny? Have you got your list of Netflix?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, you know we talk golf first, all right? But there's no golf to talk about, so we're going to talk about what you and what we have been watching on Netflix and Amazon Prime Time. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more for you right after this. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I'm Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey, Rob Bradley, and Matt Brandt all hanging out. And we're talking a little golf first, but, guys, I got to tell you, we're gonna deviate just a little bit. We're going to talk about what have you been watching on Netflix, all right? There are some really neat shows out there, and there's a couple of stupid ones. I got to be honest with you. I started watching this one called Happy. Have you seen Happy?
Happy? I've not seen that.
No, don't waste your time on that one, okay? I did not find
that. Did it make
that.
You happy?
It's absolutely stupid. I mean, it was
But you keep watching it.
Well, I watched. I said I give every one of them at least one episode, maybe episode and a half, just so I can understand the character, kind of see what the plot is and all that. I'm telling you, I spent way too much time on this one. And unless somebody tells me different, I spent way too much time on it. But there's really been some good ones out there. And we're going to go through the list here, okay, of ones that I've seen and maybe some that you've seen as well. And by the way, if you want to jump on, you can at 251-343-0106. Again, 251-343-0106. If there's been a show that you've watched that you really, really like or one that you didn't like, then tell us all about it. But I think the big rave right now, without a doubt, is Tiger King, okay? And, Danny, you just showed a picture there. You need to send that to me, and we need to put that on.
That is awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
That's amazing.
I need to get that on the website. But
for the listeners and like myself.
Sure.
I don't know what this is. I've heard about it peripherally from other people, but I have no idea what it is.
Okay,
it is a train wreck is what it is.
Is it really? But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to probably let Danny explain that better, because if I go down that road, I sometimes slip when I say things. So
Absolutely. Well, but the whole it's a reality show, basically, and it's a documentary on a gentleman named Joe Exotic. Okay, now he has a real name, but he calls himself Joe Exotic. He has the world's largest privately owned tiger facility out in Oklahoma. I mean, it's huge, huge
227
full-grown tigers, lions, the whole nine yards. He grows them up as
big
pups.
Cats.
So yep. Big cats. He's a big cat person. So the whole series is basically revolves around this gentleman, all the things that are entailed by that, in his fight with a certain individual named Carol Baskin,
okay,
who has a sanctuary down in Florida for rescued big cats, and she works with PETA and hand-in-hand with all the conservationists all that. So,
but basically does the same thing he's doing.
But does the same thing he does. So quickly into the series, the third episode, you're on either Team Carol or Team Joe.
Okay.
And Joe comes with a lot of baggage, Rob.
I gotcha.
And he is currently in prison right now.
Oh, yes. That's minor.
For the attempted hire for murder of one Carol Baskin.
Yes.
So this entire series is done with him being interviewed for prison.
Oh, okay.
So, and there's a huge conspiracy. So I'll let that, and it is not, and I can't say and stress this enough, it is not for any children in your household.
No.
Whatsoever.
No.
Zero.
No.
I mean, not even your teenager.
Okay.
I mean, it is.
And you're going to like the way he talks.
Beyond over the point. And he ran for president, ran for governor
of Arkansas. Here's Oklahoma.
Here's the killer. He ran for governor of Oklahoma and got 19% of the vote.
I mean, so great.
And he came in third?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that's what's been happening.
That's one that most people are watching, okay? The other one is one that I want you to check out if you're a sports-minded person, and it's Brockmire. Okay, did you
love that show, don't you? I caught the first two.
Oh, is it funny?
Oh, it is funny.
Now there again, this is for adults only.
Okay,
okay, and I absolutely laughed. He's a play-by-play professional baseball play-by-play guy, and.
Which you can relate to.
And I relate to it. And I said, let's watch. So he kind of ends his professional career when he just loses it.
Yeah,
he loses it during a ball game. Okay.
Wow.
And starts talking about his ex-wife or the wife of the time.
Well, that'll do it.
And then
live
it just
on
goes
the air.
On. Live,
not
live
a good
on
idea,
the air.
Danny.
And it goes on and on and on. He gets a little reprieve, and he gets to come back and start doing play-by-play, and it is just hilarious. And, I mean, if you're a Bob Uecker fan, if you know who Bob Uecker is, if you're a Bob Uecker fan, he does. Doesn't he, Danny, sound a little
– He does.
Throws a little Bob Uecker-ish in there. So.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I believe it's Hank Azaria plays
– Hank, exactly.
Yeah, he plays Brockmire, basically. And Hank Azaria is just a great actor.
Okay.
And so it's funny. Now, after that one, I'd highly recommend that. We've done Tiger King, that one. One that I've really enjoyed. It's a little bit different. It's called Peaky Blinders. It's basically takes place back in 1919 and after the Great War and over in Britain and about the Irish and Scottish settlers that came over after that war and about gangs. And how they control not only the alcohol and all the other illegal activities, gambling and all that. So it's very interesting, and they call them Peaky Blinders because these certain individuals, they wear the little caps, and they put razor blades on the top of these, and that's what they fight with. So their objective is to blind you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And when they fight with you. And so it's kind of violent.
I'm getting a little worried about these guys.
Yeah, it's kind of violent. but extremely great acting, great writing, great cinematography, all the good stuff like that. But I do recommend that you put subtitles on because the Gaelic accent is very heavy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Then it's like if you took The Sopranos and moved it to England and then took them back 100 years.
Yeah,
I mean it's really in depth, all kinds of moving parts everywhere, but great acting.
Matt, which one you've seen?
Well, you know, this one's actually a new season just came out of it. I watched this a couple of years ago. It's kind of, I want to say it's the third season now. It's called the Ozarks.
Oh yeah, that's one I was fixing to show you.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
Jason Bateman,
right.
and this is like money laundering gone stupid, and then causing you to do like the snowball effect. For all the
you get caught, up in it so bad, you can't get out.
That's right.
Okay.
And so this is.
Have you finished season three?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. I finished it the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. You're gonna be surprised at the end.
I'm not. I don't doubt it.
Okay.
It's a great series.
Check it out. Ozark. Let me give you another one that was really kind of neat. Have you seen the Umbrella Academy?
Yes.
That was I kind of enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
It was a little different mixture on superpower type people, it's not, you know.
Yeah, and you got chimpanzees that can talk and all that kind of stuff. But it was kind of interesting. Another one. How about Better Call Saul?
A classic.
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's hard to get away from that. That I put Better Call Saul right in that category with the Kaminsky method with Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas. Two retired old guys that are just trying to figure it out.
Great actors.
Yep. You know, and that's a really good 28 to 32 minute episodes, too.
Yeah.
So you can pound through
them. Right.
Yeah.
You can really just binge. Yeah. Okay. But I don't know.
This is a foreign world to me, guys. I'm sucking all this in. This is interesting.
There's really some neat ones out there.
I have no idea any of this existed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're talking like 10 episodes a season, and then you get two or three seasons. Now, I'm going to tell you one that you really want to go check out. If you have Amazon Prime, all right, check out Bosch. The sixth season starts coming up real soon here, okay? It is fabulous. Now, he's a detective in San Francisco, and I'm telling you, you want to see the next episode. Man, okay, don't stop me. Don't cut it off. It's really good. Bosch, okay? Check it out.
On Amazon Prime, they've got The Hunters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fixing to start that one.
And we're only like three episodes in, but it's been hard to turn that one off, too. And that one is just suspenseful. It takes you back to the post-World War II era, and it's crazy.
Well, and in regular TV, too, even that ESPN's getting ready to pump out a little bit sooner than later. The last, it's about Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And it's chronicling the entire last season that he won his last NBA championship.
Okay.
Takes you through that. So I thought that would be pretty fascinating
as well. I feel like that kid in the schoolyard that just wants to try to get in on conversation and fit in.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Cabernaro effect?
Yes.
Oh,
isn't that kind of cool?
Well, it is. But now let me just say, for all you guys out there that are Cabernaro fans, it's set up.
No way.
Yeah, it's set up. I hate to break that to you. I was a little disappointed when I heard that, but it's set up. And those folks in there are actors.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
But that's a good one. The one thing I had going for me.
One that you would like to on Netflix is Messiah.
Oh, yes.
If you haven't seen that one,
no,
it's really good.
That's great.
It's really good.
Very good.
Okay. You need to check it out.
I'll check that out.
For sure. All right.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well,
that was good.
There was that takes you off the beaten path of golf, doesn't it? But I wish we were watching the Masters right now.
And this is unscripted, but how about golf movies? Like in the midst of all this downtime, which one would you pick that you would want to watch?
Well, I mean, my all-time favorite is Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, you got Tin Cup, you got 7 Days in Utopia,
Greatest Game Ever Played.
All of those.
Legend of Bagger Vance. You've got one Dead Solid Perfect.
Yeah, that was good.
It was a good one too.
And then Randy
Quaid was in that, so it wasn't way up there on the list.
Right.
But it's a different twist on a golf movie. Yeah.
And then what was the one with Bob Barker?
It was Caddyshack.
Oh, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Hey, Bob, The Price is Right.
Yeah.
But, I think we have to stop there, right? Price is wrong.
Yeah.
The problem is right now, though, and really, I've gone back and I've tried to watch the Golf Channel and rewatch some of these golf tournaments. The ones that really grab me are the older golf tournaments.
Yes.
Not so much.
I'm with you on that.
Like 2018 Valero. Okay.
I would want to watch maybe Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
Films or something.
You know what I did watch the other day? I went on and caught The Short Game by Seve Ballesteros.
So great.
It's an hour long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you need to watch that one. That was pretty cool.
The first time I went to the Masters, I was walking down hole number one, and Seve had short sided himself to the right, and the pin was all the way back left. And it was the first time I've ever seen him in person. And man, he got up and down. It was silk.
It's amazing. They kind of chronicle, you know, back when he was a kid in that movie, and how he had a 3-iron that are like he borrowed or found or whatever, and just one club, and that's how he learned how to play golf on the beach, hitting every different shot, you know, flopping a three iron, hitting a low shot, hitting a driving shot, all these other things. And then his brother was very instrumental in his life and got him got him some clubs.
That's You know, you talk about one club, and that was, and I think I told you, me you and did. Vin, me this and I was good. Out in California playing at Stockdale with Vin and his son Titus a couple of years ago, and we'd played 18 and. Titus wanted to go back out and play again, so we said we'd take one club and play nine holes. And Daniel, you'll love this. I actually shot even playing with a seven iron.
That's amazing.
Okay, got in the sand, found my way. How do you get out? How do you get out of a greenside bunker?
So those other 13 clubs confuse you.
It must. They must. they must. Absolutely. So
you shot even far with a seven iron. That's phenomenal.
Well, yeah, it's good stuff. But Robert, we got 30 seconds here. Have you got maybe a tip for folks that are coming out to play maybe?
Yeah,
well, now you don't.
Okay,
because there's some music. Perfect timing. Stick around. We'll have one for you coming up here in just a few moments. Now, hey, coming up in this next segment, we're going to talk with our good friend David Musial is going to be on with us from Glen Lake. So he's got some things going on. We'll talk with him in just a few moments. Bottom of the hour, next hour, Marcus Allen, NFL Hall of Famer, will be on with us as well. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Glad to have you on board with us. And that little special request right there from 1972, Bill Withers, and I don't know when it was. All right, hey, let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the general manager for Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. Our very good friend David Musial. David, for you, a little Bill Withers.
Oh, good stuff there. I say you guys are having a good time there today.
Well, this is what happens when you've been cooped up in the house for a week. You go a little cuckoo.
But yeah, I'm a little worried about the stuff you're watching. I'm kind of keep the more uplifting things like The Outsiders and Karate Kid, and I'm not sure what you guys are watching.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. No, that tells us a lot about you there, Dave.
That me and Marcus Allen are the special guests. So anytime I can be on with a Heisman Trophy winner, that you know, I feel pretty good that I got the call.
Well, now, and I think, did he edge out Herschel?
Yeah, he did. He won the, this is off the top of my head, in 1981, he won the Heisman, and Herschel was a sophomore. And I want to say that Marcus Allen had like 2,400 yards rushing. So it's, you know, hard to compete with that. But no, that's I'm looking forward to hearing Marcus, and I hope you guys are staying safe. You know, right now that it's a real interesting time for our world and our country, and right here at home. And you know, just glad to see people playing golf. You know, it seems like the Rob's doing all the right things there at Timber Creek, and glad to see getting some golf traffic out, and the same here at Glen Lakes. And we just want everybody to stay safe, and we're getting some nice crowds of golf, and just. You know, please watch what you're doing out there and take those precautions, and you know, hopefully we can just keep golf going through all this.
We're visiting with David Musial right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Rob?
Yeah. Hey, David, just some of the ideas. Let's talk a little bit, and maybe the other golf professionals and people listening throughout the community. Do you have anything that's unique that you guys have implemented over there that you might be able to share with the rest of us in the midst of this touchless golf?
Yeah, so, you know, and a lot of the same things around as far as with, you know, the flag sticks and the no touching policy. And, you know, it's real important for everybody to understand to keep that spacing. That, you know, if we can stay away, you know, as much as possible from those other people in your group, you know, the driving range, putting green, first tee, you know, give a little space. And we can give that 6-plus foot spacing that, you know, to help out everybody. But, you know, some of the things that we're doing, you know, we've obviously taken out the flag sticks out of the putting green and spacing out the range. You know, trying to, you know, to keep that distance by having, you know, single carts. You know, if you're a family member, you got husband, wife, or your daughter or son, or a couple brothers, you know, we want to, you know, only let those people ride in their own cart. I mean, ride together in a cart, and just to keep that safety there. And you know, coming into the clubhouse, use the restroom, go by the cafe, and try to keep things moving along to keep the crowds down. But all those sanitary issues are so important right now, and we just don't want anybody in our community or in this state, in this world, you know, to get more infected with this. And you know, it's great to see somebody walking down the lakes carrying his bag by himself and enjoying some golf, and how many people come to me in the same way like to you that we're, you know, just keep golf open and good we can get some exercise and good that we have this activity to do. And it's great to see people that haven't played golf in a year. Couple years coming out playing golf and enjoying the game, and you know, maybe we can bring some people back into it, because there's really not much else you can do other than, you know, watch Netflix and do takeout.
Well, that's exactly what I was just going to say, David. I think there's going to be a silver lining on the other side of this for us, for our game, for our sport, and that is that people that didn't have the time to play the game before have the time now, and they're coming back. I've seen literally 100 new faces of people that used to play the game that are now coming back. This may be what we needed, and it's an awful way to get it, but do you share that opinion?
Oh, definitely, and if everybody can pull together in this, we can, you know, be able to keep golf open, you know, on through, and, you know, again, people coming out that have not played before, that have, you know, said, hey, golf course in great shape, you know, we're reducing some different things and some amenities, you know, the rakes, raking the bunkers, and everybody seems to have a real good attitude about, you know, glad that we can stay open and just glad that they can keep enjoying this great game. And yeah, right now we're doing instruction. If you want to come out for a lesson, you give me a call at Glen Lakes. We're a couple this afternoon, and you know, we're just not doing the clinics, not doing anything with any gatherings right now. But, you know, hear good things about people getting out on the golf course. It's good to hear those stories about those people you hadn't seen in a while coming out to Timber Creek and playing. We're seeing some of those same things. That's fantastic.
I got to tell you, I just heard something from you right there, Dave. We're visiting with David Musial of Glen Lakes. You sounded a little bit like the old ball coach. You sounded a little bit like Steve Spurrier there for just a second. Kind of, I don't know what you said, but kind of sounded like him a little bit. And
old ball coach, you know, we're gonna get out there, and we're gonna give it our best shot, and we're gonna. Our members have been so good about this, and over again about how, you know, thank you guys for being open and thanking our staff, and you know, there's good things about this and all. And I know, you know, people get being close to their families. That, you know, with my own children, that again, that's all three of them are together again at one time, which never happens. My daughter's stressing out that Trevor Lawrence may never play another down at Clemson. You know, the biggest thing in the world. But, you know, so the thought of Nate not having fall football, the thought of not having fall college, you know, doing that online again. So there's just a lot of things going on that are, you know, so different in this world right now. And, you know, I applaud the schools. You know, when all of us, if this was happening when we were kids, we'd be out of school and we wouldn't be doing anything probably. With everything online, the technology, you know, that they're still, you know, doing school for 6-7 hours a day. So there's a lot of good that's coming from this. But everybody out there, please stay safe and come out to the golf course and come see us.
Well, the president said in his daily briefing the other day, he said, I want fans back in the arenas whenever we're ready and as soon as we can. The fans want to be back. They want to see basketball and baseball, football and hockey. They want to see their sports. They want to go out on the golf courses and breathe nice, clean, beautiful, fresh air. I can't tell you a date, but I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. So that's good news.
I really hope you're right there. And, you know, look at baseball season right now, hopefully starting up in July. You know, the NBA season, who really knows? But, you know, I just hope that we can, you know, get this going on the right trend and where we can get back and get back to sports. Because I know for all of us, it's just awful tough right now during Masters weekend for not to have anything on. But,
absolutely.
You know, get out and play some golf. Get out and enjoy the fresh air and you know, bring some friends out that maybe haven't played before or played in a while, and get them back out and introduce them back to the game.
Danny, we got to calm David down on that coffee.
Yeah, he's trying to. Well, David, we've got just a few minutes left, but I do want to get your take on this since you follow college athletics so much. The NCAA and the 41-person council got together with the 32 conference heads. They decided to go ahead and give all spring sports and Division I college athletics an additional year of eligibility. They basically broke it down to they'll have some guidelines, but the financial component will come from the university itself and not from grants or any other way. So each university is going to be able to make – it's probably going to be by conference, I would imagine, when it comes down to it. But give – to go ahead and protect those who have a scholarship coming into 2021, but those who were not going to have a scholarship, they're going to allow the university to make that decision, like it or not.
David, 60 seconds.
Oh, I like it. You know, you want to give – and going along with that, the tough part, you know, you see – just like with some of our high school kids that you see playing, that I had a couple kids that were looking to have a good, strong high school golf season to showcase for college coaches. Well, that's gone. You know, now we're hoping we have some, you know, golf tournaments in the summer. But as far as with the universities, you know, I think it's great to give where they have an opportunity to continue to play if they want to. I've talked to a couple of golfers already, college golfers, that said they had the opportunity to come back and said that they were, you know, not going to do it. Some seniors that said I'm graduating and, you know, move forward. But, you know, just got to do all we can to try to get through this the best we can. And, you know, and the main thing is hopefully we can all be safe and we can be watching football this fall, because I don't know in the South what we're going to do without it.
So. Well, we're going to fight. We're going to have a boxing match. That's what we're going to have. Hey, Dave, always good to have you.
So.
There you go. Hey, man, always good to have you on board with us. Listen, if you have an opportunity, you're down there in the Foley area, be sure and go and see Dave and his great staff there at Glen Lakes, or you can set up a tee time at 251-955-1220. Dave, thanks for being on with us, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Y'all stay safe.
All right,
see you, Dave.
There you go. Right there is the old ball coach. I'm going to tell you, he come out there to play, didn't he? That's what I'm thinking he did. Yep. That's what I'm thinking. All right, there you go. Can y'all believe the first hour is already gone? Holy cow. Quick. It went by fast.
Flying.
Yep. It almost went by as fast as sitting on the back of Boudreaux's and you bringing out some fresh drinks.
Oh, what? That sounds so good.
Yes, it does. I may have to use that deck later today to enjoy a little frosty.
Well, there you go. All right. Hey, second hour coming up. You won't want to miss it. We'll have NFL Hall of Famer Marcus Allen scheduled to be on with us. Don't miss it. Great guy. Fun guy. Okay. Keep it right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
I want to tell you what, if you missed the first hour, it went by extremely fast, okay? So I will tell you, be sure and buckle up, because we're about to take off on this space rocket, and it will be going by extremely fast. Going to have a fun time this hour. And I encourage you, if you want to jump on, you certainly can at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You can also text us if you have a question or a comment. Bottom of the hour. Excited to have a good friend of ours on, Marcus Allen, NFL Hall of Famer. You know who Marcus is. Big golf fanatic. He's going to be on with us coming up in just a few moments, so we'll be looking forward to talking with him. But glad to have you here with us. I'm Randy Bergen, along with my podgy Danny Spivey, the Raging Cajun, Rob Bradley, here with us. And I guess you're wearing a Saints shirt, so I got to say,
yes.
The Ain't Saints or Saints Ain'ts. And
do you see what Breeze did? $5 million.
Yeah.
That was
nice.
Pretty cool, wasn't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. and the voice, one of the proprietors of Bucho's Cajun Grill, our man, Mr. Matt Brandt. Glad to have y'all here with us. Did that first hour go by fast?
It did. It took like 60 minutes.
What?
It was a very
oh my gosh
it was
oh
a really goodness. Quick 60 minutes wow. though it really was
yeah and if you missed any part of it, I guess the biggest part was we talked a little bit about Netflix and the big thing right now, Tiger King is out, and I know you had a little drinking game problem. That you did with eight ways. Well, got a drinking problem, we know that, but
I don't have a problem. I can drink just fine.
But Golf for Dummies, and I thought, I had a couple of texts on that. That was pretty good, just to kind of refresh folks, okay? And guys, listen, if you're out playing golf, it doesn't matter what golf course you go to. It does not matter which golf course you go to. Do not touch the flags. It is touchless golf right now, okay? We always, and I know we all play together. Mm-hmm. You leave your club on the side of the green or something, you're going to pick it up and hand it to them. Don't do that. You can't do it anymore. You can't say, hey, Matt, go give me my sandwich. Matt can't do it, all right? It's kind of like, Danny, like you said, you got to play in a bubble.
Yep.
Okay? It's a moving bubble.
Yep.
But it's a bubble.
Well, and this is a little humorous. We put PVC piping in each hole so that you don't have to touch the flag in order to get your golf ball out of the hole. One gentleman that played came into the golf shop and he said, hey, what's going on, man? I had to remove this PVC pipe on every hole. He came in. I said, man, what are you doing?
Well, we got to educate some of these guys again, okay? Guys, just listen. Just the golf courses are going by the WHO, the CDC, and the ABC, and the DEF, and everything else, okay? And you're following those regulations.
That's
so
right.
You got to stay safe. We want you to stay safe, all right? And the golf carts are being sanitized. Be safe, all right? If you're not sure, when you go out to play golf, just ask the golf pro, hey, what are we doing here? Is there anything I need to be aware of, all right? So – there you go.
Well, you're exactly right. And, I don't think we could spell it any clearer for those who are going out to play. There are some guidelines. Just pay attention. The biggest thing that we just talked about, we can't harp enough, is contact with that flag stick in that hole. That's the biggest thing. That's the best chance. You'll notice the rakes are gone out of the bunkers. So if you're with your buddies or whoever, just be nice. Say, move the ball. Some people are taking it out of the bunker. Some people, move to a nice spot like that. You can still rake a little bit with your foot if you're used to that or your club or whatever, but do not talk. You'll see foam noodles in the bottom of cups, some cups raised, some cups, different things like that.
I'm not a fan of the cups raised.
I'm not either, which leads me, basically just telling everybody, that flag stick and that cup are the most likely place for contact for other people to touch. So just don't do it. Now, with that being said, we talk about the raised cups. The USGA, I was looking at this, the GIN program, Golf Handicap Index. They have loosened the regulations right now on still being able to, Randy, we can still post our scores. They're taking in a new mathematical equation to kind of equate during this time period for people maybe taking four-footers as give-me's, different things like that. They're trying to look into that. Some people are still posting scores, which is fine. You can still do that. So, if you're a hardcore golfer, you have a handicap index, you can still post your score drop and all that good stuff. But, just use some sense out there. And
use some common sense.
Yeah, and I think, all the things you guys have said, it's about safety. And right now, we're excited that golf courses are still an essential business. If we don't practice the common sense and don't follow these guidelines, then they could be taken away from us. So let's keep the golf courses open by playing smartly, acting safely, and taking care of each other.
Man, you bring up something else real quick. Is when you do get finished, you guys want to settle up your bets and everything, and typically we all get around one table, and you can't do that, okay? Let me back that up. You can still do that, but you have to be separated 6 feet apart, okay? If you do not do that, they can come and shut that golf course down, okay?
Right.
They can, and they will do it because it has happened already,
okay?
You got to use common sense, here, guys.
You bring a great point. And we had a customer get upset yesterday because one of the waitresses had asked him to spread out a little bit further. And they took issue to it. And please, whatever business you're in or you're frequencing as a result of this, be patient with the servers, okay? These are just nice people that are trying to do their job. And we're really, really taking this thing seriously. And we're trying to do it as professionally and as polite as possible. But we're going to go by the guidelines.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of always a little bit nostalgic about golf. I care about the game so much, but has it ever been more put in the forefront how important golf is, you know, in that you need to get outside, play golf, get exercise?
If you didn't have a golf course right now, what would you be doing? Fishing, I guess, would be the only other
right.
thing. Maybe yeah. walking. By the way, when you are walking, you're out walking the dog and you live on a golf course, don't walk the dog on the golf
exactly.
course. Okay?
But let's be smart.
Danny?
Well, no, you're exactly right. We've used this term about six times today already, and it's called common sense. You know, a lot of people think it's a superpower nowadays.
No.
You know, and we need to really kind of pay heed to that.
Yes.
And I'm saying this on a global scale
yeah.
from a point that we have civil liberties in this country that is why we're the greatest country in the world. Let me tell you what. If you just watch any of the real news or something like that, and you're paying attention and read right articles, you don't have those civil liberties in other countries.
No. Yeah.
You're outside, you're going back in whether you like it or not.
That's right.
And you're being forced. So let's not take advantage of the situation. Let's adhere to the guidelines and just enjoy this time the best that we can for right now.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you happen to be inside and you look for something to read, oh, have I got something for you. Okay. Check out the brand new Lifestyle, Leisure, and Golf issue of our magazine. Joey Johnson, the publisher, has done an awesome, awesome job on it. It's bigger, it's better, it's bolder, it's what's another B we can use?
Beautiful.
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 Hey, there you go.
Excellent.
There you go. Check it out. You can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and check it out. The digital version is online. If you happen to be out at maybe a golf course, I know you have them here at Timber Creek.
And I'm not just saying this, guys, but you all should be very, very proud of that magazine, Joey and you.
Joey does.
Joey
I got to give Joey all the credit
magazine,
on that.
Okay,
yeah.
So Joey, hey, gosh, Joey, hats off to you, buddy. That is a beautiful cover, and I went through the whole magazine. Well done.
And, Danny, you got you a little pimento cheese recipe in there.
I'll tell you, you know, I'm always digging deep. Of course, when we put this out, we were anticipating the Masters.
Oh, that's right.
You know, so you had egg salad
yeah.
and pimento cheese. And so I took my little twist, in which I'm going to go ahead and throw a plug onto Randy Bergen's personal Facebook page. Because if you want to see some really good food that's being, I'll tell you what, I know you're walking.
Yeah.
You remember walking. I see the videos.
I've seen videos.
But
I'm going to show y'all the video on that.
Okay.
But that pimento cheese slider with a little bit of shaved ham on it, and you put it in a casserole dish, put a little sauce onto it, and bake it. It is so fabulous. And right now, we're working in bulk right now.
Working in bulk.
That's right.
All right, look, we'll take a quick time out. Don't go anywhere. Marcus Allen, he's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't miss it. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, where we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with my podsy, Danny Spivey. The owner and general manager, Timber Creek, Rob Bradley, the Raging Cajun, he's hanging out with us, and The Voice. You notice how everybody's got names here, okay? All of a sudden, I'm like Trump, okay? You got a name, you got a name, you got a name. Matt
well,
Brandt.
Your name's a little bit nicer than what Trump tends to give somebody.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. Glad to have you on board with us. Got a special treat coming up for you in just a few moments. We'll have Marcus Allen on, and Marcus is just a cool dude. I'm going to tell you, we get to be around a lot of folks, but he's one of the really laid-back, cool dudes you'll ever meet. Glad to have him on. Going to take a few minutes out of his day to be with us, so that'll be coming up here in just a few moments. We were talking about going on, and if you want to see some good food, and you check out Danny's Facebook, you can check out my Facebook, you'll see Boom. Now, let me just mention, if you see the one where we're walking, I promise Boom had not been drinking.
Okay. I just saw that was funny.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, there's a couple of guys going to get back out and play. Now, we talked earlier in that first hour about maybe some of the Netflix shows you've been watching, or maybe on Amazon Prime. Tiger King, I think, is number one right now. Well, there's another tiger out on the prowl. Could be out on the prowl pretty soon. He and Phil Mickelson, And it's not going to be just those two guys. Right. They're going to add in a couple of guys, Dan.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, the Twitter world was abuzz, you know, midweek when just very easily Phil threw it out there. You know, somebody posed a question. Hey, Phil, how about a Tiger-Phil another matchup, head-to-head matchup? You know, like they did in 2018 for $9 million. Huh. Phil said, we're working on it. So everybody kind of went crazy a little bit. So now they've added a little twist, and we're talking about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning now pairing up with them. Not going to be pay-per-view. They've already kind of talked about that. They're going to use some ad revenue. It's going to be on network television, which sounds like it's a much better idea at this time, place. But all the proceeds going to you know, wherever it may go during this pandemic. And so it should be very interesting. They haven't talked about where they play. They're not real sure. But Tiger and Peyton Manning played together in the Pro-Am at the Memorial last year. Yep. They've got a little bit of chemistry right there. So I expect this to happen. And I think they'll throw this together rather quickly. And I think people are jonesing about it, especially Sportsbook in Vegas.
That's right. Well, and I agree with you. I agree with you. But there's something interesting here that's going on, okay? First off, I think it's going to be really neat to see Peyton Manning go out and play. But Tom Brady as a Buccaneer? What is wrong with that picture? It just doesn't sound right, does it?
It doesn't.
It takes me back. The whole thing takes me back when Joe Montana went to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what it just didn't look right. It didn't look right. I'm sure he'll be fine. He's later in his career, but it didn't feel right.
And when Brett Favre went to Minnesota, same thing.
Well, the guy coming up in just a few moments, Marcus Allen, going from L.A. Raiders to the Kansas City Chiefs. It just didn't. Although he did pretty good there, it just didn't.
All the football aficionados say that the receivers for Tampa Bay are excellent. And that Brady's not just walking into a team like those other scenarios, that he's actually walking in a team that has been looking for a Tom Brady.
Was a Winston fan that much anyway, but I think Tom Brady's going to go down there. Think about it. He's been in Boston all these years, his whole career, and now he's going to sunny Florida.
Yeah.
I think he's going to like it down there. It's a whole lot better playing in the sunshine than it is the snow.
Yes. Well, the taxes are better there, too, compared to New England area. So that could have had something to do with it.
That could have had something to do with it.
No doubt. Hey, if you are bored and you want to watch a little TV, now the Golf Channel has got some things going on, all right? Monday from 2:30, at 2:30 they'll start playing the 1960s Masters highlight. Of course, Arnold Palmer won that. Then they'll follow that up with the 1962 Arnold Palmer, and actually the 64 as well. So they'll have at 4:30 the 62 Masters, 6:30 the 64 Masters, and then 8:00 they'll be celebrating the Masters. And then if you go on Tuesday is Gary Player, right? So they'll go down and do that one. Then Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m., you have the 1968 Masters highlights with Bob Golby.
Wow.
Okay, that'll be a neat one for you. At 12:15, the 1970 Masters highlights with Billy Casper, and then in '86. Well, who won that in '86? I think he was the oldest guy to win the Masters.
Yeah. Ohio.
Jack. What's his last name?
Nicklaus.
Nicklaus.
Yeah. A pretty good player.
Yeah. and then the 6:15. This is on Wednesday, 6:15 p.m. The 1986 winners news conference. Of course, that was with Jack Nicklaus. So you could check that out if you're looking to see some old Masters highlights. And those are good. Those are really fun to watch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to check it out for sure. So we're all stretching. We're all trying to find things to do.
Yep.
It's a little different. This is a different world in which we live now. Tell you what you're going to start seeing also coming up. And we're going to start doing it. You're going to start seeing a whole lot more of video shows, podcasting, things like that. So we're getting a studio set up, and hopefully we'll be doing that pretty soon. Not that you want to see these ugly mugs.
No.
But, I mean,
no.
But you can always turn the picture off and listen.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. And I'll tell you, before we go to break here, you know, right before we go, because we have such a special guest, you know, I don't want to talk about Marcus Allen's achievements in football while Marcus Allen is on the radio.
He wants to talk about golf.
He wants to talk about golf, but I just want everybody, and I know Randy's being a little cavalier because he knows Marcus and everything, but man, you go back in time, even back to the 83 draft and where he was drafted, and I'll give you some neat insight on that. And then what he did in his NFL and collegiate career is really unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It'll shock you what his receiving yards were, let alone his rushing yards.
You know, the thing is, and I said it to Marcus. I said, man, you look like you could put on some pads right now and go play. He stays in shape. And he's our age, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 1 year older than me.
Yeah.
1 year older.
Well, and I'll tell you, too, a lot of people don't know his brother is in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. You know, he played over 20-something years, 23 years, threw more, you know, yards in the Canadian Football League than anybody else. What an unbelievable thing. But I'll give you one tidbit just real quick. He is the only player, think about this, the only player to play professional football that won the Heisman Trophy, an NCAA National Championship, a Super Bowl. He was the NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP, College Football Hall of Famer, and Professional Football Hall of Famer.
I would say he was pretty good.
I was just saying.
If he worked a little harder, maybe he'd been better. I don't know.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's that
incredible.
Impressive.
And the fun thing is he loves golf. All right, yeah. He's got a golf tournament that he does each year, and we're going to talk to him about that. It's All Stars. Kids, helping kids, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that. But it'll be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up in probably about 6 or 7 minutes. So
exciting.
NFL Hall of Famer. Great guy. And I'll tell you, we may have to talk to him a little bit about Richard Dent. Yes. All right? Now, Richard Dent is a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
All right? And he just hovers. And I'm standing beside these two guys. I'm telling you, it is like it's a midget. It's a midget against a wall of big guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And but we're going to talk to him. I want to ask him one question because I'm not asking this. Who hit you the hardest?
Yeah.
He was pretty elusive.
Right. Okay? Oh,
he was pretty elusive.
Absolutely.
But who hit you the hardest?
Yeah, that's always a great question, isn't it?
So, but he really wants.
I don't
to talk
know. I can't remember.
Maybe ask him who did he hit the hardest? Because he used to drive through that line, get that 2 or 4 yard gain goal line stuff pretty quickly.
Number 3-2, no doubt. All right, hey, before
exciting.
We do that, though, real quick, Matt, let's talk a little bit about Boudreaux's. Now, y'all have shut down. You told us in the first hour you've been doing a lot of neat stuff over the get set.
We've been doing a lot of cleaning up and just doing things we couldn't do when we were open, repainting the lobby, repainting behind the bar, about to power wash the deck and get that thing ready to go so it's nice and shiny and sparkly when we can reopen the dining room. And that's our plan. As soon as we're allowed to reopen the dining room, you'll see it. On Facebook, we'll get the place to unlock the doors and get the staff back and get to cooking. We're just ready. We're ready and waiting. We hope it doesn't last forever, but we want this to get this pandemic out of the way and get the place open back up so we can have some more fun out there on the Boudreaux's deck.
Has it hit everybody that everything's kind of closed? I mean, are we still kind of walking in the fog here, or is it really set into you? All right.
It's at home pretty good here.
Rob's working.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Well, it is so funny. One of the funny things, obviously, you know, at our lodges, we can't have everybody in that facility right now, so we are shut down. But, you know, I'm doing an awful lot of Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
And it is such an interesting dynamic. You know, I'm one of those ones that I just get dressed, you know, and I look like I'm going to work when I get on a conference call, and it is funny if you get on Instagram, you see different memes. You know, somebody gets up and they basically have a blazer on, then they get up, they have their pajama bottoms on, and everything like that. But it's a totally different dynamic. But it does, Randy, to answer your question, it does feel weird. It is. We are hovering in that little gray zone right now. Not real sure exactly what we can do, what we can't do. And then, let's be honest, the long-term effect of this. When we start thinking about right now the idea of 95,000 people being in Bryant-Denny Stadium or down in Auburn to watch a football game seems completely out of the question right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really honest with yourself, as much as that pains me, but let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Randy, it cuts in a little bit in what the discussion is, but we're doing a program here at Timber Creek, Timber Creek Cares. If your golf course is closed, we'll offer you a 30-day membership for $250, and that's an individual. And for a family, it's $350. So we just thought we'd do something for the community. If your golf course is closed, come see us. We're going to give you a great rate.
That's good. I got to tell you we've obviously needed some rain, all right? You had to play your course yesterday, and your greens are rolling. You're getting rid of that poa.
Yes, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited. These are the best the greens have looked coming into the spring in many years. I'm excited about that. Spent a lot of money here in the last 30 days on getting them ready, so it's happening.
It is happening. It is happening. Let me tell you what else is going to happen. Coming up in just about 3 minutes, we're going to have Marcus Allen on with us. Don't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun having him on, and we're glad to have you here with us, all right? You're listening to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy Danny Spivey, the Raging Cajun, the owner and general manager of Timber Creek, where we're broadcasting from today. Rob Bradley hanging out with us, and our good friend, we call him the voice, Matt Brandt, is here with us. Give it to us, Matt.
What's going on, fellas? What's happening?
Hey, guys, let me tell you, it is a pleasure to have on a good friend of ours on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. NFL Hall of Famer, our good friend, Marcus Allen. Marcus, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing well, guys. Yourself?
We're doing fabulous. I hope you're staying safe. Now, I know you're traveling a little bit. You're staying safe, right?
I'm staying safe, of course, and I haven't traveled in quite some time, you know, as a result of the coronavirus, guys. So I'm just staying put at home and just trying to take care of my family and wishing the best for everyone out there.
Well, good. Now, let me ask you, are you playing any golf? Because I know you love golf a lot.
Yeah, I'm playing some. I'm playing some, you know, able to go out and hit some balls. And, you know, I think there are golf courses that are open. I think, as of right now, I think the clubhouses are closed to prevent any gathering right there. But most of the time I go out, guys are in separate carts. They're keeping their distance. They're respecting each other and trying to keep everybody safe.
Well, and that's certainly something that we're practicing around here, and I think you're right, Marcus, that all these golf courses are doing that. And again, we've been reiterating the fact of it is touchless. That means don't touch the flagstick. You don't need to do that, all right? Trying to make it simple for folks. But we're visiting with Marcus Allen on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Marcus, I want to ask you real quick, and I know we were together down in January down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, which we just have a blast doing that. And you get to play in a lot of celebrity tournaments. As a matter of fact, I think in just a couple of weeks, we were supposed to be in Las Vegas for a brand-new charity event. But now you have your own charity golf tournament. Tell us a little bit about that. It's All Stars Helping Kids.
Well, yeah, that's Ronnie Lott's foundation that he started many years ago. And, you know, Ronnie and I were roommates in college and stuff. And so I've been supporting him, and he's been supporting me for, I think this is going to be my 18th year. My tournament is in June, and I'm sort of waiting to see what happens before I make a decision whether to cancel it and postpone it or cancel it until next year, because it's a difficult time when you think of it. Obviously, the administration, the White House, has pushed the stay distance from each other for another month or so, maybe another month, I think. And so we have to make a decision whether we're going to continue this year or just postpone it. It is very difficult to ask people for money during this time, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Although it's a good cause, but yeah, it's something that I think a lot of people are doing. Matter of fact, you mentioned the tournament that we were going to play in. Derek Jeter canceled his. I think Jerome Bettis canceled his. There were so many guys that Tim Tebow, I think, postponed his. So everybody's sort of in a wait-and-see mode.
And that's where we are right now. And we're hoping that we can get through this. Of course, the president did mention the other day in his daily briefing that folks need to get out on golf course, enjoy the fresh air and being outside. And hopefully we can get back out to sports rather quick. We're visiting with Marcus Allen, NFL Hall of Famer, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Danny?
Yeah, Marcus, really appreciate you being on. You know, during this time, like you kind of mentioned, you know, being at home, being with your family, making sure everybody's safe, we're all doing the same here, and everybody across the country and across the globe for that matter. So it gives us a lot of time, especially somebody like me, time to reflect on different things, you know, especially during Masters Week. But being Masters Week coming up here, you know, I have a couple questions. One, do you have a favorite Masters? Two, have you ever had a chance to play Augusta National? And three, if you haven't played there, a favorite course that you've played around the globe?
Well, my favorite Masters was last year. Tiger winning it. Yes, I played Augusta. I had the great pleasure and was fortunate enough to play it. Thought it was magnificent. To me, that I know there's a lot of courses out there. You know, I think Pine Valley, I've played that before. It's hard to say Augusta isn't the best, but I know a lot of people tend to think otherwise, but I think Augusta's the best.
I don't think I could. I couldn't agree with you more,
man. You can't argue with that one. Yeah,
absolutely.
At all.
And just tell me this. Did you play that with Richard Dent? Because down, as you know, Richard Richard almost killed a gallery there on number 10 three days in a row.
No, I didn't play with Richard. Richard's one of my good friends. And Richard tries to beat me so badly. You remember the time that he gave me. And I should have been, you know, responsible and dependent on myself. But I didn't get all the information, and I relied on Richard. He gave me the wrong tee time, and I showed up on 10 tee. Almost 5 minutes late.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah,
and I got to tell y'all something.
Do anything to beat me, right? Even give me the wrong feedback.
Let me tell y'all something. Now, Marcus is one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet. All right, and Marcus, I told you this the last time I saw. I said he is the best, well dressed golfer out there. All right, and Danny, you know me. I like to look good. It don't matter how I play. I want to look good. All right, but I'm going to tell you, Marcus don't only look good; he plays good. So, but Rob, I know you have a question for Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, Rob Bradley. I'm a PGA club professional, and I coach a lot of junior golfers. I always looking for that way to inspire them. And while I have the opportunity to speak to you, what coach inspired you somewhere along the lines? And do you remember specifically how they brought something great out of you that I might be able to borrow and some of the PGA professionals that are listening to use to inspire the next generation to become great golfers?
Well, guys, I've had a lot of great coaches. My best coach has been my dad. You know, I didn't have to look any further than the dining room table for my role model. He was the best, and he always encouraged me that I can do anything I wanted to if I put my mind to it and if I worked hard enough. So it started from there. And then I had a few great coaches, you know, John Robinson from USC was completely different. Just was the greatest motivator, teacher, psychologist. He was great for me. John Jackson was my running back coach. The late John Jackson, he pushed me and pushed me and pushed me and never let me settle for anything other than the best. And then when I went to the pros, Tom Flores was just the right guy for me. And he really, he never really said much. He just said, go play, and which I greatly appreciated. And so even to this day, I just think he was just great in that regard, because anytime you go from one level to another, the college level to the professional level, you want to, you know, endear yourself to the coaching staff. You hang on every single word. But if you get the wrong coach, sometimes they prevent you from playing. As an example, my running back coach name was Ray Wilsey, and guys, he didn't say very much at all, and he never used the word don't. He just said, Marcus, make sure you can reverse field, you can do whatever you want to, just make sure you know down and distance and stuff. And so that liberated me, it freed me to play. I never looked over my shoulder, because he never told me don't do anything other than just go out there and be aware of the situation and play ball.
That is solid right there, man. That is really, really good. We're visiting with NFL Hall of Famer Marcus Allen on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Matt, I know you got a question.
Can I say something? I mean, I know you guys probably got questions and stuff like that. You guys know I just turned 60 years old, right?
Yeah, you're
did you old. Did you win?
No.
Mark. I know I'm blessed, and I don't and look like it and stuff. But I was telling a friend, especially going, my birthday was obviously during this period. And I sort of reflected on, I said, no, it's not what I expected it to be, certainly not going through this. And I always felt younger. Chronologically, I'm 60, but I felt younger. But at that age, it forces you to sort of reflect on everything, right? And then I look back at my life and I go, like, guys, and someone, I can't remember who told me, but they said, if you live long enough, you will experience everything, right? And so my first memory, guys, was when in 63, for some reason, I got captivated by the JFK assassination.
Yes.
I remember that. And then later on, the Martin Luther King, and then the RFK, and then and just a number of things, whether it's, you know, wars or 9/11, and this. I mean, you just... I just thought about when that person said, if you live long enough, you really experience everything. And now I'm experiencing, mm-hmm. A pandemic. So I've seen a lot. And I know there's people that have lived longer than me that are still here that have seen a lot more. But it forces you to reflect on all the things that you've experienced.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. You're absolutely right on that. And let me say, let us say belated happy birthday to you. You just turned 60. Danny, you just had a birthday yesterday.
Yesterday.
At
yep.
52. I uh-huh. turned 60 on the 15th, so we're all right in there together. And let me say that there is nobody that looks better.
Well, you're on April, or are you talking about March?
Mine's April 15th.
Oh, so we're all Aries, man. Let me tell you what. We're
yeah. mine was yesterday. Mine was yesterday,
all right.
Marcus.
Hey, yep. we all got something in common. I got to tell you a story,
there you
right,
go.
Guys. This is so funny. Byron Scott's birthday was the 28th, and he did a podcast for a friend. I asked him to do it, and he did it. And I listened to it, and he mentioned a part, guys, where he talked about it. Listen, I'm one of the nicest guys in the world. But don't cross me. And I started, once I listened to that, I said, boy, he's just like me, right? And I could tell you a story where I was wearing, I don't know if you guys know this, I didn't wear a mouthpiece, which was the most foolish thing in the world while I played.
Right.
And this one game, I got face masked, and I bit through the corner of my mouth, right? And to add insult, the guy didn't throw a penalty, right? And so... I wanted to get that guy back, and I didn't get a chance that game, but I waited a whole year to go.
Uh-oh, we lost him. We just lost Marcus. We just lost Marcus. All right, we'll get him back. We're going to extend this segment right here because Matt, I know you had a question. We still had a couple more that we wanted to talk to him about.
What a great opportunity, so, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I told you, he's cool.
How right? cool is he?
But
are you saying we fumbled Marcus?
I think we just fumbled.
There you go.
I'm back, guys. All right, I'm back.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay.
All right, finish your story there.
I waited a whole year to go get the guy. Right, and they cut him the week we were going to play him. I mean, I almost started crying. I wanted to get the guy back so badly, right? And then something else happened, guys. About, I don't know if it was like a couple of years later, Andre Waters grabbed me by the Adam's apple in the pile, and I went ballistic after him, right? And I went to the sidelines and I said a few choice words to Buddy Ryan and the rest of the Eagles over there and stuff. And I didn't get a chance to get him back, and I wanted to, but I was going to get him back the following year, but I was hurt, right? And after the game was over, I was in street clothes, and I was just about to approach him, right? And he said,
right.
God bless you, and completely disarmed me, and I dropped my head
disarmed.
And walked away.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you, I have reverence to God. So I was like, if he said anything else, it would have been different. But once he did that, guys, it was like, but what I laughed about was we were just alike, right? With me, they're nice guys, but Byron and I said, don't cross us. So I'm sure you guys, your Aries, are the same way.
100%.
You got that. But I'm going to tell you
nice
what,
guys,
hey, Marcus.
Don't cross this, man.
That's right.
That's exactly right. We're visiting with Marcus Allen right here on Jason Young, State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Marcus, we got you for about another 2 minutes or so. And I know, Matt, you had a question for
us. Hey, Marcus, great to have you on. Just curious, you know, you've been obviously staying at home a lot, as many of us have been. What's something you've been doing to pass the time? I mean, you know, we're all kind of reaching for something. So any ideas help?
Guys, solitude is something that I've always actually enjoyed. I never quite understood it when I was young, but as I've gotten older, I like going, sitting out in the backyard, being with Mother Nature. I do a lot of reading with my son. He's a six-year-old. And, you know, I've gotten back into the Bible, you know, just trying to find peace and through all this, you know, sort of craziness and panic and stuff. And I'm just thankful that, you know, God has been good, man. That's all I can say. And I hope that everybody that's listening, you know, always get on your hands and knees and say thank you for everything that God has given us. I mean, I've always lived with gratitude. Everybody thinks that I'm, you know, a laugh at the party kind of guy, but I've always lived with gratitude, and I just love love waking up, love being with my family, love being with my kids, love talking to my friends. You know, we've had several video conferences, too, as a family. We've had, it was almost 23 members yesterday.
Wow.
We've done
that's
that. Cool. Just talking about why we're all thankful and stuff. So that's something as a family we've done.
That's fabulous. We're visiting with Marcus Allen right here on Jason Young, State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Rob, we got him for about another 60 seconds.
Yeah, Marcus, I couldn't help but notice the peace in your voice and your demeanor and the references to the challenges with John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King and the other references, and but yet you still have a nice piece about you. How did you get that? And I have my own thoughts on it, and I think when good people like that fall, it hurts us all as people. And at this time when so many people are suffering, they need that peace.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, like I said, I've always have gratitude. If you really know me, you know that I am so thankful, because I look back and reflect and I say, why me? Why was I given all of these wonderful things? Why was I given great parents? Why was I given great siblings? Why was I given talent? Why was I given, you know, a sound mind and good health? I didn't ask for any of that, but by the grace of God. So that's how I walk, you know. I laugh and joke about it and stuff, but deep down inside, that's where I come from.
Marcus, I got to tell you, it has been a blast having you on. I hope we can get you back on again real soon. And it's fun to hang out with you. Hope to see you again real soon. Maybe I know they've postponed that Las Vegas deal, I think, until June. Hopefully that'll happen, and we can all rally and get back together. But buddy,
come play some golf with us.
Yeah. That's what we're gonna do. Hey, yep. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get you to come over here. We're gonna put you up and play some really nice golf courses over here, and maybe we can get Sterling Sharp over here. I've got to talk to Alfonso. We get Alfonso Rivera.
Oh my goodness.
But we're not. We love Richard Dent, but we're not asking Richard. We're trying not to kill anybody.
Well, guys, I appreciate you guys having me. You guys, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. And I guess on the 15th, whoever's birthday it is, is it Randy?
Yeah, Randy. That's me. Yeah. Yep.
Happy birthday, buddy.
All right, buddy. Hey, look. Hey, man, belated to you, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for taking time, Marcus.
All right. You guys take care. Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go.
God bless.
Marcus Allen, NFL Hall of Famer. The guy is, I mean, I'm telling you, he's cool, he's laid back, and just easy to talk to, right?
That was so much fun, guys.
It really was.
I mean, are we allowed to be a little giddy now that he's not on the
I tell you what, we got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, then you can be giddy, okay? Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up for you right after this. Man, I'm going to tell you what, that was just absolutely cool. If you got to hear the interview with Marcus Allen, cool dude. I told you. He's a cool dude. We're going to have him back on again, okay? We've got some other guys we're going to have on as well. But it really, really was neat. We'll have the podcast up. If you missed it, you can go back. You can go to southernfairwaysgolf.com. We'll have that up for you probably within the 24 hours. So certainly looking forward to that. But, just really laid back. And, you know, how many times did you get to hang out with a Hall of Famer?
Down to earth and just easy spoken, and it was great to hear him.
Well, and next time, you know, it'll be funny. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him before, or like seeing him and Richard Dent. And let me tell you what, I mean, big.
Yeah.
Richard Dent is a tree.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe next time. I knew you wanted to ask him a question, but it went down a really good path where it went. But, like, who was the hardest person he's been hit by? And then Matt was like, who's the hardest person? person he's hit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it has to be so satisfying for a running back coming out of the backfield and just teeing up on somebody.
he'll be back on. We'll get him back on, and we'll ask him that right off the get, okay? Hey, but let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in. Bama Tim is on the line with us. What's up, Bama Tim? Have we got Bama Tim on with us? Okay, maybe we'll have him up here in just a moment then.
There you go.
There he is. Okay. All right, there you are, buddy. What's up?
Not a whole lot, just sitting on in front porch enjoying some sunshine.
Well, there you go, my man. There you go. Did you get to hear the interview there with Marcus?
I can't wait for Boudreaux to get back open because I'd love to come over and see what Matt's done with the place and enjoy sitting out on the deck with an adult beverage and talking to you guys.
Well, good. Were you able to listen to the Marcus Island interview?
Yes, I was.
How was that?
It was great. I don't know why you cut him off like that, man. I mean, just cut people off.
It's called commercials.
Yeah. It's called got to pay some bills, brother. And
well, you know, I seen you a little video there on Facebook the other day, and I got a little idea for Boom. You know, I can tell her how to lose a significant amount of weight, and that's just pitch you off the road and just be done with you, man.
bye, Bama Tim.
Yeah, right.
Wow, just knocked the old guy off. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Well, look. Let me ask you this,
Bama Tim. I'm real interested in this golfing for dummies. I mean, I'd be signing up for that in a heartbeat.
And we did kind of gear that towards you, so we're going to have that out very soon.
You're thinking of me, brother.
That's exactly right. I do have to ask you one question before I let you go. What have you been watching on Netflix? Did you watch Tiger King?
No. I'm not going down that road. I will stick to my old programs, some of the oldies that I used to watch when I first come out, like Star Trek Voyager or Enterprise or something.
Wow.
I'm not getting
way
back. New stuff.
Or the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Okay. If they got it, man, that would be great.
I started watching that one the other night.
But, hey, before I go, did you hear about Ogeron getting a divorce from his wife this week?
I did not hear that.
Yes, he did. He fired for divorce. Sure did.
Actually, he's
sure
been
did.
Trying they, to tell her he wanted a divorce for 10 years, but she just couldn't understand what the heck he was saying.
That's funny.
Go Tigers. Well, there you go.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day. Looking forward to getting together with y'all guys soon. Roll Tide.
All right, Bama Tim. There you go, my man. I hope we can say that coming up soon.
Yes.
For some football, no doubt about it. But, man, good. It's been a fun show.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you
really,
know, we
really
we talk golf first, but when there's no golf to talk about, you make up
yes.
stuff.
And I don't want Bama Tim to take this the wrong way whatsoever, but he's got a little Joe Exotic in him.
I think so.
He got a little Joe Exotic in him. I'm just saying. You know, there's some reasoning and culpability, you know, measurements that the brain goes to, that maybe those two are a little bit more linear than people may think.
and that's not hacking on him. But
not at all. Joe Exotic.
Just an observation.
Joe's a smart fella.
He's a true American.
Yeah.
No doubt, he has taken advantage of his God-given rights in this country to the fullest extent.
Yeah, that show takes you to South Carolina.
Yes.
It takes you to Florida. It takes you to Oklahoma. So it doesn't matter where you live, you're next door to somebody.
Yeah, there's no question. All right, well, man, this has been fun. All right, we've got about a minute and a half left here. Real quick, Boudreaux, I know you don't know when we're going to open up.
We don't know, but you know, keep an eye on our Facebook page, Google page, whatever. Just keep like our page if you haven't already, and we'll update everybody when we know more. And we're ready to rock and roll. As soon as we get a chance, we're going to open those doors and have a lot of fun.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Yeah. How about your employees?
Well, right now, unfortunately, all of them obviously we had to lay them off.
Sure.
For this time. So what I've been doing is staying in communication with them via email or text and letting them know every time I see a grant for restaurant workers or a link that they can go get food or, you know, just anything that I can do to at least point them in the right direction.
Good.
They're taking advantage of that. And we did something nice for them, too. When we did have to close up, we did have a number of perishable things left over. We had them all come out and clean out the coffers.
Good
and
stuff.
Help them out for a week or two. So
good stuff.
We did what
yeah.
we could.
Rob, always good to hang out, man.
Thank you for
great job
me.
Today.
Wonderful show.
Great job.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Danny?
A few shout-outs to those MVPs out there, golf staffs, people like that that are out there. Of course, our
first responders,
our nurses, everything. Got a chance to go over to the Thomas Hospital the other day, donate some soft drinks too, talk to two wonderful ladies. And then my MVP this week, my fish camp guy, Teddy.
Yeah.
Over at Steelwood.
And Billy.
And Billy. And they've been cleaning some fish, baby. Yeah.
We're going to eat them here in just a little bit.
That's right.
There you go. All right. It has been a fun show. Thanks for being with us. We look forward to being back with you again next week. Thanks to our producers, Philip Bush and Charlie Moss. And, of course, to Marcus Allen and David Musial for being on the show today. All right. That's going to wrap it up for Danny, for the whole staff here. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Hey, stay safe. All right. See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.